Welcome to another podcast in our series for the International Chamber of Commerce UK branch. This is ICC's World Business Podcast recorded in London on the 1st of September 2017. I'm Jonathan Harvey and we are delighted once again to be joined by Gabriel Petrus, Executive Director of the ICC Brazil, who is on the line. Thank you for joining me today, Gabriel.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's my pleasure.
Gabriel, following on from our previous podcast last week, we're keen to learn more on how protectionism has been shaping the trade environment in Brazil over the past few years. Can you provide more insights and examples of this?
Sure. Thank you for your question, Jonathan. This is a very important issue right now in Brazil and in Latin America as a whole. You know that historically in Brazil, there was a strong belief that shielding domestic producers from external competition would boost economic growth. And over the last few years, the truth is that Brazil has experienced one of the worst recessions in history, as we discussed last week. And the other fact that we must have in mind is that protectionism in Brazil has not provided us development in general. So if you take some specific sectors in over the last few years that have been protected through incentives, tax grants, and special subsidies from the government, unfortunately, these haven't worked. And the good news is that in some way, Brazil's case is a global case for all our trade partners in terms of showing the world that protectionism doesn't work, and the results in terms of economic development and industrial production, they have not reflected the original intention of our policymakers that have all the time proposed protectionist policies. And if you see the results and the trade figures in general regarding Brazil trade, one indicator which is very interesting for our conversation here is related to the trade to GDP, the trade to GDP share. And if you see only taking exports, for example, Brazil's exports responds for only 13% of our GDP. And if you take imports, it's about 15%. So it's really low in terms of the general amount of what trade could represent for economic growth in Brazil. So in general, the Brazilian economy remains inward oriented, and this is not good, because another consequence of that is that when there is a domestic economic crisis, for example, as we've been experiencing over the last few years, we cannot react through international trade. So to be protectionist, I mean, the fact that Brazil is one of the countries that have been implementing protectionist policies over the last few years has led also to our GDP to shrink, and this is very clear when you see the last data. And another thing that is very important to highlight this week, the World Trade Organization has ruled against Brazil, responding to a European Union and Japan demand against subsidies that our government has been granting for some of our producers here in Brazil. And again, these policies, they have not been successful over the last few years. As if you take all the G20 economies, for example, Brazil has posted the worst economic GDP growth, taking all considering the whole G20 economy. So something in general, I mean, taking this historical decision from the WTO, I think things will change right now, and we can have some hope that our policies will be much more liberal oriented for the next few years, and will promote open markets also in Brazil.
Thank you, Gabriel. So what reforms has Brazil been undertaking to improve the trade environment? How do these impact international views and perceptions?
Great question. Well, first of all, there's a very important reform, which is the fiscal reform that it doesn't impact directly trade, but it does impact on business environment in Brazil. One of the reasons for the economic crisis over the last few years was that the government has spent more than it has collected. So, and this has one of the consequences of this tax environment, the fiscal environment in Brazil, was that foreign investors have changed their plans, let's say, in terms of investing in Brazil because of the fiscal crisis. So last year, the government passed in the Congress public expenditure limitation, public expenditure cap, which was really important for Brazil to get back on track in terms of fiscal responsibility. The second reform is the labor reform. Brazil's the level of productivity in Brazil is very low if you compare it to other similar economies such as Mexico and Chile. And improving labor market, improving labor legislation is a must in Brazil in order to provide companies more advantages in terms of international competition. And the third reform, which has not been started yet, but is we can feel that the right moment will arrive in the next few weeks, is a tax reform. This is something very important for exporters and also for importers, in the sense that the tax complexity is one of the reasons that we have one of the most difficult economies in the world to do business. And the World Bank, for example, shows this fact in their reports regarding doing business in Brazil. So tax complexity is still something that we should address within the next few months. And we expect that a reform will be sent to the Congress, and this will have as a result, this will provide foreign investors and national companies a more favorable environment to do business and also to do international trade in general.
And finally, how could the new foreign policy and trade policy in Brazil benefit UK exporters?
Great question, Jonathan. Well, we have good news. Last week, Brazil has decided to be an observer to the GPA, which is the government procurement agreement at WTO. You know that the public procurement market is a very important one in Brazil. And as far as Brazil is not a member of the GPA, of the government procurement agreement, our country does not allow foreign competitors to be part and to participate at auctions in Brazil, for example, as other countries do. So this is a very important step. Another discussion that we've been starting in Brazil concerns the trade and services agreement. If Brazil starts to negotiate this agreement, and if in the future our government decides to join this agreement, as the negotiations are still ongoing, we can have an important impact in the service sector in Brazil. And some of the sectors that are important for the industry in Brazil, for example, such as the transportation sector, are very close to foreign competition and to foreign players. So we should watch, and this might be a good opportunity for British exporters. We're not talking only about goods, but also on service. It's important to highlight. And another issue to watch, and which might be a very good opportunity for British exporters also, is are related to infrastructure investment in Brazil. So it was announced some weeks ago a very ambitious infrastructure package for the future, and we are talking here on investment in infrastructure in airports, in ports, in railroads in Brazil. So this might be a good opportunity for different sectors that are related to infrastructure, not only direct investments in infrastructure, but also industrial facilities that are related to these sectors. And another thing to watch very closely is the mining sector in Brazil and the energy sector in general. Some strict regulations over the last few years have have been changed over the last few weeks. So we're seeing an increasing improvement in Brazil in terms of regulations for the energy sector, and we believe that we might have a good opportunity for British exporters also in these sectors.
Thank you, Gabriel. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You've been listening to the World Business Podcast from ICC United Kingdom. If you'd like to become one of our guest speakers on our podcast channel, please contact myself by email jharvey@iccwbo.uk. Thank you for listening.